Friends received quaint little invitations, a sketch of a family waving from a hot air balloon. Chusk, they're yelling. It is a Schwarzkopf family.
Our work progressed and it was quite successful. So I was really confident that we could stay here. So in a way, I was surprised.
In late 1994, Mr. Schwarzkopf, director of the Goethe Institute in Harare, heard that his headquarters in the German Ministry of Foreign Affairs were considering closing down the Goethe Institute in Zimbabwe. 6 months later, a decision was made. There was not enough money. Strange justification, I thought, for an economic powerhouse like Germany. But Schwarzkopf is quick to defend the decision. He explained that his government underestimated the cost of reunification with the former East Germany. They also felt compelled to support many other states in the former Eastern Bloc, like Russia, where there are already 66,000 teachers of German in high schools. With all of these expenses, something had to give.
So it was decided that we have to close about 10 to 15 institutes worldwide, which, as you can imagine, is a very difficult thing, because in most countries, the Goethe Institutes have been existing for about 20, 30 years already. And as much as I know, this is the main reason why the Goethe Institute in Harare is one of those. It is one of the youngest.
And indeed, the Institute in Harare was opened only 2.5 years ago. Schwarzkopf explains this by pointing out that Zimbabwe was made independent only 15 years ago, and the decision to set up an institute takes time. Well, all this seems like good song Germanic logic, until I stop to consider the Alliance Française, the French cultural agency, and its work here in Harare. The Alliance in Harare built an 80-seat theatre and a chic little jazz cafe on their premises. They even have a sculpture garden that is never without an exhibit. In short, the Alliance stands in stark contrast to what is going on over at the Goethe Institute. And the response of Patrick Filion, the director of the Alliance, is both innocent and indicative.
I don't know what they were doing here. I only heard about a jazz festival, and I was disappointed because I was thinking that next year we could work together to set up this festival.
Even if the Goethe Institute were to be wrong, it seems there would have been little chance of cooperation. Because although the Institute is set up as a legally independent body, much like the Alliance, the Goethe Institute's links with the German government make it wary of the kind of programming that goes on at the Alliance.
Since it is government-controlled, we are not supposed to do just programs which make us popular. And there the French have more freedom. The French, for example, with their center, they can do one exhibition after the another, strictly with local artists. But if you look at it critically, you must say you don't learn anything about French culture.
But the Alliance does offer French language classes and a film festival featuring French productions. Mr. Filion, however, is adamant about encouraging Zimbabwean participation because he does not want to be seen as a cultural imperialist.
We have to learn a lot of things from Africa. If you go in Paris, you could understand what I say, because do you think that the guy who is taking the metro in the morning is more happy than the guy who has a simple life in his village? European model is not the best one. Perhaps in Europe we have forgotten some ideas who were very important in the past.
As I listen to Mr. Filion, it occurs to me that maybe the experience of colonialism has affected him and his association in a way that the Germans, with their limited involvement in southern cultures, might not quite understand.
Of course, even if colonies weren't good things, it's in the history. You can't say it hasn't existed. It's in the culture of the country, as in our history we have the colony, and we are responsible of what we have done, I think. And if Germany was here before, I think British Council has gone to South Africa, and we still have a Goethe Institute.
Suggesting that where there is no sense of colonial loyalty, one is inclined to go where the investment opportunities are, seems to make a lot of sense. But there is no Goethe Institute in Namibia, a former German colony in southern Africa. And Mr. Schwarzkopf says it is for the same reason that there will be no longer an institute in Zimbabwe, lack of finances. He also makes a very good case against favoritism, when he suggests that to support only one country in the region would be a futile exercise for the German government. He insists that the decision to open an institute in the new South Africa was based on other criteria.
You have to see that in South Africa, there are many, many schools which teach German, and it's actually the country in Africa where most German students are, and we have universities where they teach German at university level, quite a few scholars. So it's a completely different picture. You cannot compare it to any other African country.
I did come across one similarity between the two agencies. They had both closed offices in Zaire because of political instability. But Mr. Filion said the threat of a war is the only way that they would ever justify closing down an Alliance office. The reason for this, as with many other differences between the two agencies, is that the Alliance only receives a basic subsidy from their government.
Because it's not Paris who will say, I want to open an Alliance Française here. To have an Alliance Française in a country, you have first to have a committee. It's people who are building this association in the country, and after they have the label, it's completely different. Then it's powerful, it's not so artificial.
Of course, with more community involvement, there are also less foreign salaries to pay. It is a model that even Schwarzkopf admires. But what is done cannot be undone. He says his family will be transferred to a very pleasant city in Germany. And the farewell party, of course, should be very nice.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.